This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Francis Davis has a review of two new recordings by composer and bandleader Sun Ra. On the cover of his most recent album, Sun Ra sports a dyed red beard, a sequined hat, and a robe adorned with planets and stars. Francis says this intergalactic glitter is not unusual, not for Sun Ra.
Jazz reference books tell us that the bandleader, composer, and keyboard player Sun Ra was born Herman Blount in Birmingham, Alabama, sometime between 1910 and 1915. But this is an educated guess that Sun Ra himself will neither confirm nor deny. He claims that he is not of this earth, and he has a way of seducing interviewers with his cosmological mumbo-jumbo. They don't press him. But there are at least two things I can say about Sun Ra with certainty. One is that he's a fabulous entertainer whose live shows usually climax with his musicians strolling through the aisles singing hymns of praise to their leader. Another thing I can tell you about Sun Ra is that he's been poorly represented on record, even though he's been recorded more often than almost any other jazz performer. Generally speaking, his studio albums have sacrificed the nutty pomp and phantasmagoria of his live concerts. On the other hand, most of his concert albums have been poorly produced. To make matters even worse, the majority of Sun Ra's albums have been released on his own label, Saturn, which can be extremely difficult to find. The good news is that there's finally a well-produced Sun Ra studio album distributed by a major label. It's called Reflections in Blue. It's on Black Saint, an Italian label distributed by Polygram Special Imports in the United States. We're going to hear something from it. But first, I should mention that Sun Ra made his greatest contribution to jazz in the 1960s. He and his sidemen showed that it was possible for a big band to improvise freely and collectively in the manner of the smaller groups led by Ornette Coleman and John Coltrane. Mentioning this is my polite way of saying that Sun Ra's place in the jazz pantheon hardly depends on his singing I Dream Too Much, a Jerome Kern song from the 1940s with lyrics by Dorothy Fields. But after hearing Sun Ra sing I Dream Too Much, I think you're going to be happy that he did.
I dream too much. But if I dream too much, I only dream to touch your heart, to touch your heart again. I close my eyes and see your hand, your smile, your joy in loving me. We dance and sing. We still a touch of spring. I dream of everything, everything, everything we two have known. And yet my dreams, yet my dreams have shown me that. Perhaps I dream too much alone, too much alone. We dance and sing. We still a touch of spring. I dream of everything, I dream of everything, I dream of everything we two have known. And yet my dreams have shown me that. Perhaps I dream too much alone.
I Dream Too Much by Sun Ra and his orchestra. That's the way he spells it, with an A-R-K, from Reflections in Blue, Sun Ra's best album in years. Reflections in Blue confirms the impression I've taken away from the last few Sun Ra concerts I've attended. To put it bluntly, Sun Ra's days as a trailblazer are behind him. But in compensation, he's become the rarest kind of entertainer, one who doesn't believe that he has to assume the worst about an audience in order to keep them entertained. Ra has another fairly new recording that helps to illustrate what's so delightful about him at this point. The album is called John Cage Meets Sun Ra. It's a misnomer in a way. Cage and Ra performed together only briefly on this album. The album is on Meltdown Records, and it's almost unlistenable, but it's fascinating for what it reveals about the differences between the jazz and classical avant-gardes. John Cage is so important a thinker that it no longer matters what his music sounds like or whether he bothers to make music at all. Music is now beside the point for him. Conception is what counts. That's his triumph. As nominal entertainers, jazz musicians are denied such philosophical luxury. That might be as good an explanation as any for why Ra's sloppy, melodramatic synthesizer solos possess such charm and vitality. Commerce demands that jazz musicians be entertainers as well as artists. This is frequently a burden, but in the long run, if this helps jazz to escape the aridity of modern classical music, it might not prove to be such a bad thing.
Fresh Air's jazz critic Francis Davis reviewed Sun Ra's latest albums, Reflections in Blue and John Cage Meets Sun Ra. Francis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He writes about jazz for The Atlantic and the Philadelphia Inquirer.